AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Former Vice President Mike Pence is blaming bad legal advisors for convincing then-President Trump that there was a way for him to claim victory after the 2020 election, even though Trump lost the race to President Joe Biden.
Sadly, the president was surrounded by a group of crackpot lawyers that kept telling him what his itching ears wanted to hear. And while I made my case to him of what I understood my oath of the Constitution to require,
Pence says he was hoping there would not be criminal charges. Donald Trump is due to be arraigned tomorrow in a Washington, D.C. courtroom on 4 felony counts. He'll face Judge Tanya Chutkan. Our Sagar Magani reports she's been tough when sentencing those convicted in the Capitol insurrection.
She also ruled against Trump in another riot case. Chutkan wrote Trump could not claim his privilege exists in perpetuity, adding, "Presidents are not kings, and plaintiff is not president."
An alleged kidnapper and rapist is being held in federal custody. FBI Assistant Special Agent Stephanie Shark says the 29-year-old suspect abducted a woman in Seattle and drove her to a home in Oregon, chaining her up in a cinder block cell.
Shackled, sexually assaulted, and locked in this makeshift cell. According to the complaint, the woman fought for her life, beating the doors and the walls of this cell with bloodied hands.
She says suspect Negasi Zubairi may have attacked other women. They have already linked him to sexual assaults in at least 4 other states. A federal jury in Pittsburgh says the gunman who killed 11 people in a synagogue in 2018 should die for the attack. The Dow is down more than 300 points. This is AP News. There may be some movement in the Hollywood writers' strike, with the union suggesting talks should resume.
Say union, you say power, union,
power,
union, power.
Striking Hollywood writers and actors picketed outside Universal Studios Tuesday. David Goodman of the Writers Guild of America, whose members have been on strike for 3 months, told the crowd they'll continue to picket.
We are going to win.
We are going to win.
And until we do, we're not going anywhere.
And Tuesday night, the WGA sent an email to members saying that the head of the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers has requested a meeting on Friday to discuss the resumption of contract talks. It's not known whether a similar overture has been made to union leaders for Hollywood actors who've been on strike since July 14th. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.